This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Samuel Pepys was an administrator of the Navy of England and a member of Parliament who is most famous for the diary he kept from 1660 to 1669, while he was still a relatively young man. This diary combines scenes from his personal life with eyewitness accounts of significant historical events, such as the Great Plague of London and the Great Fire of London. I've read parts of his diary, and I love this entry from Monday, September 23rd, 1661, when he reflects on a night he spent during a trip he took with his wife, Elizabeth. And I still remember it that of all the nights that ever I slept in my life, I never did pass a night with more epicurism of sleep, there being now and then a noise of people stirring that waked me. And then it was a very rainy night. And then I was a little weary that what between waking and sleeping again, one after another, I never had so much content in all my life. And so my wife says it was with her. I love this description. It exactly captures that delicious half asleep, half awake state. And I love to sleep during a rainstorm. It's strange what we remember, what is remembered. In 1661, Samuel Pepys took a trip to visit a few cities. He went to a fair. He saw and did many things. And the thing that is remembered so many hundreds of years later is a delicious night of sleep. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.